prayers.
我们曾经在罪的里面，却不知道自己是罪人。
We were once in sin and yet knew not that we were in sin.
但是今天我们因着救恩有了一个不一样的身份。
But today, because of salvation, we have a different life.
这身份就是成为神的儿女。
A different identity that is being God's children.
与神的儿子同为神的后嗣。
Together with God's Son, we are His heirs.
不是因为我们做了什么。
Not because what we have done.
乃是神长阔高深的爱拯救了我们。
But because of the great love of God, He has saved us.
弟兄姐妹请起立。
Let's all rise.
早上我们带着感恩的心。
With a grateful heart.
把我们的感谢化作音符带到神的面前。
Let's offer up our thanksgiving through singing.
How high and how wide.
How high and how wide.
How sweet and how strong is your love.
His love. From him, we see the image of Jesus.
他被父亲差派去寻找他的弟兄。
He was sent by his father to look for his brothers.
被弟兄卖到埃及。
He was then being sold to Egypt.
神却预备使用他。
God was preparing him to use him.
让他成为以色列人以及全埃及人的拯救。
So that he became the deliverer of the Egyptians as well as his own household.
耶稣也被父神差派来寻找我们这般罪人。
Jesus was sent by the Heavenly Father to come to save us sinners.
预备他为我们上十架，成为我们这些罪人的救赎。
To prepare him to be our ransom.
但如果没有爱，
but if without love,
谁愿意受痛苦挂在木头上？
Who would be willing to be hung on the cross?
他被钉穿的双手就是他爱我们的标记。
Both of his hands, were nailed to the cross.
他腹中流出活水的江河，就说明他爱我们没有保留。
It came from his side was blood, and his love for us was no end.
我们虽然如此的不好，他对我们却如此的好。
Although we are no good, and yet he was so good to us.
我们怎能不歌颂这样奇妙的爱直到永远？
How can we not praise him who showed such love to us?
我们再唱一次。
Let's sing it again.
主的爱深似大海。
乱的时代。
As we come into this chaotic era,
人的心是何等的以自我为中心。
Man's heart have become so self-centered.
但你的爱是何等的不一样。
And yet your love is so different.
这爱是舍命的爱。
Your love is a sacrificial love.
这爱是牺牲的爱。
And your love is one that sacrifices oneself.
这爱是从神那里为源头。
And the source is from God.
这爱是从天上而来。
And this love is from heaven.
主，但愿我们不仅仅得到这爱。
May we not only receive this love.
你让我们成为你爱的管道。
But that we become a channel of your love.
你让我们能够彰显你的爱。
And that we can show forth your love.
使我们成为别人的祝福。
So that we can become a blessing to others.
Watch me.
Yeah.
这一份爱是从天而来。
But yet this love that you have is from above.
是耶稣的生命在我们里面。
Is the life of Jesus in us.
愿耶稣的爱激励我们。
May the love of Jesus compel us.
让我们成为一个爱的出口。
That we can become a channel of love.
让我们成为更多人的祝福。
So that we can become a blessing to many.
主，愿你继续地向我们说话。
This morning, may you speak to all of us.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣的
名。In Jesus' name.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
再过不久，我们就会读完创世纪。
We're nearing the end of reading the book of Genesis.
我们马上就要出埃及。
And we are going to be going on to the book of Exodus.
创世纪最后几章都在说到一个人，他的名字是约瑟。
The end of the final chapters of Genesis were all about Joseph.
在圣经记载的许多人物中，约瑟是一个近乎完美的人。
Among the many figures mentioned, recorded in the Bible, Joseph is a man who comes very close to being a perfect one.
我相信所有的父母都喜欢有一个像约瑟这样的儿子。
I believe every parent would love to have a child, a son like this.
在我们人生的旅途中，如果有一个像约瑟这样的兄弟，那实在是很有福的。
It would truly be, truly be a blessing to have a brother like this in our own life journey.
我们也盼望在我们的政府里面有像约瑟这样一个管理的人。
And we also hope that our government will have a leader like that.
他不仅有心来为我们着想。
Not only he cares for us and think for us.
他也有智慧，有能力，能够将国家治理得很好。
He also possesses the wisdom and the ability to govern the nation.
我相信最近两周我们在读到约瑟的故事的时候，我们都看到许多约瑟的特点。
As we've been reading the story of Joseph over the past 2 weeks, we notice many of his admirable traits.
约瑟实在立了一个很高的典范，让我们来学习。
Joseph indeed set a very high standard for us to all learn from.
我们看见约瑟是一个很能够忍耐的人。
We noticed that Joseph was a man who was able to endure many, a lot of situations.
他在任何环境中都能够忍耐。
And he actually was able to go through a lot of very difficult circumstances and was able to endure very well.
他经过很负面的环境。
He has gone through many negative circumstances.
他的兄弟们嫉妒他，一直恨他。
His brothers were so jealous of him and hated him.
有一天竟然将他卖给别人做奴仆。
Then they eventually sold him to Egypt to be a slave.
那个时候约瑟只是一个少年人。
Joseph was only a young boy, a teenager at the time.
哦，这些弟兄们的心实在太黑暗，太可怕。
The hearts of these brothers were very dark and terrifying.
他做了许多年的奴仆。
He became a slave.For many years.
接着他被他的祖母诬告。
And then he was falsely accused by his master's wife.
他就被下到监里面。
Then he was put in prison.
对一个买来的奴仆被诬告关到监里面。
To someone who was falsely, who was sold into slavery and then falsely accused.
这个社会实在没有公义。
We notice that society is very unjust.
实在很不尊重人权。
And also has no respect for human rights.
好不容易他得到一个机会。
It was not easy that he finally got a chance.
那他能够离开监狱。
So that he could have been set free from prison.
但是很不幸的，他遇到一个很健忘的人。
Then unfortunately, he met someone who was very forgetful.
这么大的恩典，他竟然忘记了。
He received such great grace from Joseph, and yet he forgot.
这个机会看来要来了又失去。
As this opportunity to be set free came and then it went.
命运对待约瑟来说实在太不公平。
Fate to him was so unfair.
约瑟一直忍耐，他能够忍耐环境中每一个打击。
And yet Joseph endured every blow in his environment.
直到最后，他的机会终于来了。
Until finally his opportunity came.
他做了管理全埃及的人。
He became the ruler of all Egypt.
我们也看到约瑟的忠心。
We also took notice of Joseph's loyalty.
不论约瑟在哪一个环境中，他都不是最大的人。
It doesn't matter what circumstance he was in, he was not the greatest.
总有一个人比约瑟还要大。
There was always someone that it was above him.
他年幼的时候，他对他父亲非常的忠心。
In his youth, he was loyal to his father.
当他做奴仆的时候，他对他主人也很忠心。
When he was a slave, he was loyal to his master.
他不做一件伤害主人的事。
He never did anything to harm his master.
当他管理全埃及地的时候，他对法老也很忠心。
When he was governing Egypt, he was loyal to Pharaoh.
他让法老得到最大的利益。
To make sure that Pharaoh got the greatest benefit.
我们还能看见约瑟的谦卑，约瑟的智慧。
We also notice Joseph's humility and wisdom.
今天我们不能够一一的来述说。
We don't have time to count them all.
但上主日我们也说到约瑟，他有一个特点。
Last week, we also mentioned that Joseph had a characteristic.
他实在是一个敬畏神的人。
He was indeed a God-fearing man.
没有人看见的时候，他也不敢得罪神。
Even when no one was watching, he was fearing God.
我也相信他是个祷告的人。
And I believe he was also a man of prayer.
当他遇到困难环境的时候，他会去祷告。
When he faced difficult circumstances, he sought God's will.
所以他能够替人解梦。
That's why he was able to interpret dreams.
就像我们说的，约瑟有太多的优点，那我们来学习。
So just as I mentioned, Joseph had so many strong points for us to learn from.
我不知道约瑟留给你们最深刻的印象是哪一点。
I wonder which one has left the deepest impression on you.
这次我读约瑟的时候，我深深感受到约瑟心里面有一个爱。
As I read about Joseph this time, I felt deeply that in his heart there was love.
很感动我的是他的爱。
What moved me the most was his love.
他爱他的父亲。
He loved his father.
那是很容易明白的。
That is something easy for us to understand.
但是他也爱在监狱里的人。
But he also loved those that were in prison.
爱他所服侍的主政跟膳长。
He loved the cupbearer and the baker.
这是很不容易的。
That wasn't easy at all.
我们知道监狱里面是比较缺少爱的地方。
We know that the prisons is a place that is lack of love very much.
一旦成为犯人，监狱外的阶级都不管用了。
As soon as you're in prison, there is you cannot talk about a societal hierarchy.
他不需要服侍人，更不用说关心人。
He, not to mention that he didn't need to serve people, and even more so, he didn't need to care about anyone.
但是他非常关心这两位他所服侍的人。
But yet he really cared about these two that he was serving.
他能够注意到他们心情不好。
He even noticed about their mood changes, that they were not in a good mood.
我想最不可思议的是他对他那些卖他的弟兄们的爱。
And something that is so astonishing beyond what we can conceive is his love toward his own brothers.
他怀念他们。
He thought of them.
当雅各去世。
After Jacob died.
父亲不在了。
His father was gone.
这些弟兄们就害怕约瑟会报复他们。
These brothers were so afraid that Joseph will take revenge on him.
约瑟听见了，竟然难过的哭了。
On them, and then when Joseph heard about it, he actually wept.
他不要他的弟兄们怕他。
He didn't want his brothers to be afraid of him.
这是一个什么样的爱
？So what kind of love is this?
当我在思考这个爱的时候
，As I reflect on this love,
我有点明白为什么哥林多前书第十三章说到爱。
I begin to understand why 1 Corinthians, when speaking of love,
它最后结束在其中最大的是爱。
It concludes with these words, and the greatest of these is love.
爱是最重要的。
Love is the most important.
爱能够使所有的环境都不再一样。
Love can transform any situation.
我们来假想约瑟，他很能够忍耐。
Imagine, Joseph had been patient.
但是他心中没有爱。
But then he lacked love in his heart.
这种忍耐是很痛苦的忍耐。
Then such patience would be so agonizing.
在爱中的忍耐能够使漫长的忍耐中有盼望。
When patience is rooted in love, then that brings hope in the midst of prolonged suffering.
约瑟能够谦卑自己来服侍膳长跟主政。
Joseph was able to humble himself to serve the baker and the cupbearer.
但是若是他们心中没有爱。
But if without love in his heart,
他就不会在乎他们的心情。
He would not have cared about how they felt.
这样就不会带来以后他有的机会。
Then it would not have led to his future opportunities.
爱使约瑟能够离开监狱。
Love enabled Joseph to leave prison.
缺少爱很可能使约瑟一直留在监狱。
Without love, he could have just stayed in prison for a long, long time.
若没有爱。
Without love.
出于责任。约瑟可以照顾一家人的需要。
According to his responsibilities, he could have just cared about the need of his family.
使他的家能够存活。
So that his family could survive.
但是这样的家没有太大的盼望。
But then such a family didn't have much hope.
这样的家没有温暖，也没有吸引力。
Such family had no warmth and no appeal.
约瑟他幼年成长的家就是雅各的家。
Joseph grew up in a home that didn't have much love.
对，我们都知道雅各的家是个问题家庭。
That was Jacob's home, and Jacob's home was such a problematic home.
圣经中很详细的记载这个家所经是有多少的问题。
The Bible records so many problems about Jacob's home.
我相信我们没有人盼望我们的家像雅各的家一样。
About Jacob's home, and I believe many of us wouldn't want to have a home like that.
同样的一批人
，the same group of people.
现在因着约瑟，他们的家成为一个令我们羡慕的模范大家庭。
And now this family has become an enviable family.
家可以是一个极重的担子。
And yet family can become a very heavy burden.
家需要有爱。
Because family needs love.
哪一个家不是因着爱而开始的？
Where do you find a home that is not started, is not founded on love?
爱使约瑟经过这些不同的环境的时候带来不同的结果。
Love caused Joseph to be able to go through all these situations and bring about a different ending.
不仅约瑟的情形是这样。
Not only Joseph, it was like that.
我们和神之间的关系也是一样。
Our relationship with God is the same.
我们可以从字面上来认识神。
We can come to know God through the words on the surface.
我们可以从神的创造中来认识神。
We can come to know God through His creation.
我们可以从我们所经历过的环境中来认识神。
We can come to know God through our experiences through the circumstances.
最好的还是从神的爱中来认识神。
But yet, the best of all is come to know God through His love.
因为爱是心里的故事。
Because love is a story of the heart.
说到一个人的心，说到一个人的生命。
It talks about a person's heart, a person's life.
这种在爱中对神的认识，不是字面的认识。
This kind of knowledge is not on the surface, but is of the heart.
远超过字面的。
It is way surpass that of words.
是一个生命中的认识。
It is knowledge in life.
经得起考验的不是我们对神，不是我们对神知识中的认识。
And it can withstand the test of time because it is way beyond just the surface, the knowledge of words.
而是我们对神爱的认识。
But it is a knowledge of God's love.
所以如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
Therefore, now there is faith and there is faith, hope, and love.
其中最重要的是爱。
But yet the greatest of these is love.
什么是爱？
So what is love?
常常我们说到爱，我们想到一种感觉。
Oftentimes when we talk about love, we're just merely talking about a feeling.
我们想到一些行为。
We think about some actions.
并且是非常主观的。
And it's also very subjective.
我们也知道爱不一定经得起考验。
And we also know that love cannot withstand a test.
我们都知道人间没有无缘无故的爱。
Because in the world, there is hardly any love that is without a cause.
所以说呢，人间没有单纯的爱。
That's the reason why in the world, with human love, there is no such thing as pure love.
也没有不改变的爱。
And there is no such thing as unchanging love.
因此人间没有完美的爱。
That's the reason why in the world, with humans,
the perfect love.
There is no perfect love.
我们所说的爱需要有好多好多的条件来维持。
Because our love requires a lot of conditions to maintain it.
因为在我们里面，我们没有爱的源头。
Because in us, there is no source of love.
圣经简简单单地告诉我们，神就是爱。
The Bible simply tells us that God is love.
神是爱的源头。
God is the source of love.
约翰一书第四章第十六节。
1 John 4:16.
神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信。
And we have known and believed the love that God has for us.
神就是爱。
God is love.
住在爱里面的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him.
神就是爱。
God is love.
这说到神和爱是一件事，是一个。
That talks about God and love are one. It is one thing.
神和爱不能够分开。
God and love cannot be separated.
我们刚才说过，爱是心里的故事。
We just mentioned that love is a story of the heart.
神要做万事之先，在他里面先有一个意念。
Before God does anything, he has a thought in his heart.
这是一个什么样的意念呢？
So what kind of a thought is this?
是爱的意念。
It is the thought of love.
神做所有的事都是从爱里面出发的。
God does everything.And it God does everything starting with love.
这里约翰说，神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信。
Here it says that we have known and believed the love that God has for us.
我真希望我也能够和约翰一样大声地说出这句话。
I hope that I can say it just as John did and say it aloud.
但实在说，我相信我和大部分人一样，我能够说我相信一点，我知道一点。
But I believe most of us, just like me, we say that yes, we know, but we know so little.
相信和知道，就像我们要走路的时候，两只脚一样。
Believing and knowledge are just like our two feet, taking a walk.
我们相信神是爱。
We believe that God is love.
只因为圣经这样告诉我们。
Simply because the Bible tells us so.
我相信很多很多人在我们这个上主日学的时候，我们都唱过一首诗歌。
I believe many of us who have had Sunday school have sung this song before.
耶稣爱我，我知道，因为圣经告诉我。
Jesus loves me, 'tis I know, 'cause the Bible tells me so.
我们需要这样简单的相信。
We do need to believe it like this, very simple.
神是不说谎的神。
Because God is a God who does not lie.
这样的相信帮助我们继续认识神的爱。
This kind of belief helps us to continue to know God's love.
我们继续的认识，就帮助我们在下个阶段中更多的相信。
This continual understanding will help our faith to understand in the next stage.
这样的相信和认识，就像生命一样，可以不断的成长。
Such believing and understanding will be like life itself, will continue to grow, continue to grow.
当主耶稣要回到天上之前。
Before the Lord Jesus went back to heaven,
他问那个跟随他三年的彼得。
He asked Peter, who followed him for 3 years,
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
彼得说, 主, 你知道我爱你。
Peter said, Lord, you know that I love you.
我们都知道在这里看来, 说到, 都说到爱。
We know that both of these, the question and answer, talk about love.
但是在原来的文字里面他用了两个不同的词来说到爱。
But in the original text, it's actually talking about two different kinds of love.
它用 agape 来说到神的爱。
It uses agape to talk about God's love.
因为 philia 说到我们人的爱。
And philia is talking about human love.
彼得说，主，你知道我爱你。
Peter said to the Lord, Lord, you know that I love you.
他诚诚实实地用了 philia 这个词。
He used the word philia.
这两个字，我们知道他要用两个词，就说这两个词一定不一样。
The reason why these two different words were used is because their meanings are very different.
并且神的爱一定超过人的爱。
Because for sure, God's love surpasses that of human love.
所以我们要用一生的年日不断的来认识神的爱的长阔高深。
So we must spend our whole lifetime to come to understand and believe in the depth and the width and the height and the depth of God's love.
甚至我们跟众圣徒一同来认识。
And we must come to comprehend it with all the saints.
甚至这样还是超过人所能够测度。
Which is beyond human comprehension.
但是呢，我们也能够明白一点爱，经过我们的经历。
But through our own experiences, we can come to understand a little bit about human love as well.
所以神也用我们能够明白的词来说到他的爱。
So God also uses words that we can understand to come to know human love.
譬如我们很熟悉的哥林多前书十三章。
For example, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we're very familiar with.
就说到爱是这样，爱是那样。
It talks about love is this and is this.
神也将许多的榜样放在我们周围。
And God also places many examples around us.
他们在生活中将神的爱活出来。
They live out God's love in their daily life.
做典范。
To be our models.
我们刚说到约瑟就是这么一个典范。
We just mentioned that Joseph is such a model to us.
我们今天从哥林多前书十三章，和约瑟的榜样里面来看什么是神的爱。
Today, let's look through 1 Corinthians 13 as well as Joseph to see what love is.
哥林多前书十三章说到爱是最重要的。
1 Corinthians 13 tells us that love is the most important thing.
若没有爱,
if without love,
所有其他最好的表现都会黯然失色。
All other qualities will lose its luster in comparison.
都会失去它原来该有的意义跟价值。
And we lose the original significance and value.
开始我们说到约瑟，我相信我们都会，我们刚才都说到约瑟，爱是那么的重要。
When we start talking about Joseph, we mentioned how important love is.
爱的重要不仅是对别人。
It's not only that love is important toward others.
带给别人益处而已。
And that not only it brings good to others,
爱尤其对我们自己来说非常的重要。
But that it is especially important to ourselves.
我再说，尤其对我们自己，我们要爱。
Let me say it again. Especially, love is important for ourselves.
爱能够改变我们的命运。
Love can change our destiny.
爱能够改变我们生活的品质。
Love can transform the quality of our lives.
我今天交通这个题目绝对不是说一些基督徒的道德观念。
I'm sharing this topic this morning is not to share about Christian moral standards.
也不是对弟兄姐妹有更高的要求。
Or that I am setting high bars, demands on brothers and sisters.
实在说，当过去当我在思考约瑟的爱的时候，实在对我有很大的帮助。
Frankly speaking, as we were reading about Joseph these days, it truly helped me significantly.
我盼望我们能一起来认识神是爱。
I hope that together we can come to know God is love.
我们一起来认识什么是神的爱。
To come to know what is love.
神来相信神实在爱我们。
And what God's love is, and that we realize that God loves us.
盼望这样子，这样子我们对神能够少一点怀疑。
And that in this way we have less doubts toward God.
仇敌也不再那么容易欺骗我们。
And that the enemy will find it a little harder to deceive us.
更重要的是。
And more importantly,
我们可以早早饱享神的爱。
We can enjoy the abundance of God's love earlier.
约翰说爱里没有惧怕。
John says that there is no fear in love.
爱情完全就将惧怕除去。
And that perfect love casts out fear.
神的爱是这样的完全。
God's love is so perfect.
将我们所有的惧怕除去。
And it removes all of our fears.
我们需要认识这样的爱。
We need to come to know this love.
哥林多前书十三章四到八节，我们都很熟悉。
We're all very familiar with 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 to 8.
结婚聚会的时候，我们常常唱这首诗歌。
At a wedding ceremony, we oftentimes sing this.
爱是这样，爱是那样。
Love is this and love is that.
不知道当我们唱的时候，我们是在唱给对方听，还是告诉自己。
I wonder when we were singing these words, were we singing it to other people or were we singing it to ourselves?
如果你和我一样。
If you are like me.
我们和约瑟一样。
Or if you are like Joseph.
人生中会有许多让我们失望，使我们受伤害的事。
There are many, many things in life that would disappoint and hurt us.
这些经历会一直缠累我们。
These experiences oftentimes weigh us down,
使我们心中疲倦,
leaving us very weary,
使我们的脚步沉重,
and our steps become very heavy.
我们需要认识爱。
We need to know love.
哥林多前书说到，从很多方面说到神的爱。
First Corinthians talks about God's love in many aspects.
我们今天只选几节来看。
This morning we'll just pick and choose a few to talk about.
爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Love suffers long and is kind.
我们一开始给我们一个概念，很久，很长的时间。
Right from the very beginning, it gives us, it tells us, love suffers long and is kind.
在长时间里面又有忍耐，恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
In a very long time, period of time, love suffers.
这是一个不改变的爱。
It's long and it's kind and it's unchanging.
不会疲倦的爱。
It doesn't grow weary.
我们都能够接受神是不改变的。
We can accept the fact that God does not change.
否则他只能是神呢。
Or else, how can he be God?
神是爱，因此他的爱也是不摇动的。
But because God is love, therefore his love does not change.
约瑟他一生的时间大部分都在埃及度过。
Most of Joseph's life, he lived in Egypt.
我相信刚开始的时候，他一定很难忍受，很难接受。
I believe right from the beginning, it's very hard for him to accept that.
对他是个极大的苦难。
To him was such a great suffering.
他直到后来，他有了自己的孩子，他给他们取名字的时候，都还有苦难的味道。
Later on, when he named his two sons, the names actually carried a sense of suffering.
他一定希望这场噩梦赶快过去。
How he must have hoped that this nightmare, would just pass.
在这个漫长的时间中
，during the long period of time,
他是在增加愤怒呢，还是在增加爱？
Was his anger growing or was his love growing?
感谢主，在苦难中，所有的人都会软弱。
Thank the Lord that in the midst of suffering, everyone will grow weak.
但是有一个爱，有个神的爱也在他里面运行。
But yet there is a love that is God's love that is moving, stirring in his heart.
这是个恒久忍耐又有恩慈的爱。
It is a love that is long and suffers long and is kind.
不仅约瑟能够活在这个爱里面。
Not only Joseph was able to live in such love.
我很喜欢我母亲，她也一直常常地跟我们说。
I really like it that my mother often said to us.
神的爱是 everlasting 的爱。
throughout her life that is God's love is everlasting.
存到万代的爱。
It endures throughout all generations.
要我们不要忘记。
And she tells us to not forget.
爱是不求自己的益处。
Love does not seek its own.
我结婚时候收到两个礼物。
When I got married, I received two gifts.
其中一个 是一个小纸条。
One of which was a small note.
他说爱是不求自己的益处。
And the note says, love does not seek its own.
在我们的婚姻中。
In our marriage.
你想得到还是你想给。
Do you want to get or do you want to give?
我们有准备要给吗？
Are we ready to give?
我很有幸我收到这个小小的纸条。
I was very glad that I received this little note.
我常将它放在我面前，让我不要忘记。
I keep this note in plain sight so that I will not forget.
爱是不求自己的益处。
Love does not seek its own.
这句话改变我很多想法。
It changed a lot of my way of thinking.
爱一定要求牺牲。
Love inevitably seeks sacrifice.
没有牺牲就没有爱。
Without sacrifice, there is no love.
神对我们的爱也是这样。
That is how God's love is to us.
他做了极大的牺牲为了我们。
He paid a great price for us.
为了我们的益处，甚至他将自己都舍了。
And in order to seek our benefit, he gave his own life.
我很喜欢英文圣经，他说到 "For God so loved the world."
I really love how the English version puts it. "For God so loved the world."
因为神这样爱我们，甚至
that he gave.
哦，这是一个何等深的爱！
It is such a deep love.
越大的爱，就需要越大的牺牲。
The greater the love, the greater the sacrifice.
约瑟一个人孤单在埃及忍受了许多的苦难。
Joseph all alone suffered, in Egypt.
但是他只看到将来他能够为弟兄们做的事。
But what he saw was in the future what he could do for his brothers.
他若有一点求自己的益处，他的兄弟就得不到拯救。
If he were to seek his own benefit, even just a little bit, he could not have saved his brothers.
耶稣也是这样。
It was the same with Jesus.
他不能救自己，为了要救我们。
He could not save himself because he had to save us.
这个神的爱运行在约瑟里面。
This love was moving in Joseph.
使他能够告诉他的弟兄们。
So that he could tell his brothers.
你们不要自责。
Do not blame yourself.
是神先差遣我到埃及来，为了现在要拯救你们。
It was God who sent me to Egypt first in order to preserve life.
一点苦难的味道都没有。
There was not a trace of suffering in his words or bitterness in his words.
神的爱真是一个完全的爱。
God's love indeed is perfect love.
爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love does not rejoice in iniquities, but rejoices in the truth.
这和我们所有人所想的爱很不一样。
This is very different from the love that we human beings imagine.
我想我们想到爱的时候，我们绝对不会将公义、真理和爱放在一起。
When we think about love, we never associate it with justice and truth.
这就是人的爱不完美的原因。
That's the very reason why human love is so imperfect.
这也是人的爱很有限的原因。
And also the reason why human love is so limited.
因为我们的爱没有建立在公义跟真理上面。
Because our love is not founded on truth and justice.
不论是爱的这一方或是被爱的那一方。
Whether it is the side that who loves or the side that receives love.
我们都不能够因着爱而被建造。
We neither side is edified.
爱不一定能够使我们更好。
And neither side become better.
我相信我们都可以想起许许多多 这一类的例子。
I believe we can all think of many examples.
约瑟将兄弟们做的恶事告诉他们的父亲。
Joseph did not, when Joseph told his father about the evil deeds that his brothers did,
我不知道你们怎么看这件事。
If he were to tell his father's order, how do we view this?
我听见有人说约瑟怎么喜欢打小报告。
And some say, Joseph liked to tattle.
难怪他弟兄们不喜欢他。
No wonder his brothers hated him.
那么是不是约瑟看到他们弟兄们所做的恶的事，而他应该比较有智慧？
Or maybe when Joseph saw his brothers did evil things, and then he need to be more wise.
啊，就不要告诉他父亲。
So he didn't need to tell his father about them.
这样或许他的兄弟们就不会把他卖到埃及去了。
And then his brothers wouldn't have sold him into slavery to Egypt.
我们看到的是短暂。
What we see is so temporal.
爱是长时间的考验。
But love is a test of time.
我们要爱真理，要爱公义。
We must love truth and love righteousness.
我们在爱中要持守真实。
And then in our love, we must uphold truthfulness.
圣经岂不是也告诉我们要在爱心说诚实话？
Are we told that we need to speak the truth in love?
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things.
爱永不止息。
Love never fails.
这样的爱是因为建立在真理跟公义上面才能够凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望。
Because this love is built on the foundation of truth and justice. Therefore, this love is able to bear, believe, hope, and endure all things.
若没有跟义跟公义跟真理做根基
，without the foundation of righteousness and truth，
我的爱会成为你的痛苦。
Then my love would become your pain。
在公义跟真理的根基上
，but on the foundation of righteousness and truth，
凡事包容
，bear all things，
包容暂时还不太完美的事
，bearing the things that are imperfect temporarily。
凡事相信
，believe all things，
相信神的美意
，believe that it is God's good will，
凡事盼望
，and hope all things，
对每一个人要有盼望
，and we must have hope in everyone。
几千年来，我们堕落的极深
，for thousands of years we have fallen so deeply，
人心极其黑暗
，and human hearts is exceedingly dark。
但是神从来没有失去盼望过。
And yet God has never lost hope.
直到现在。
Even until now.
我们每一个人人就是神手中的杰作。
Every one of us is still a masterpiece in God's hand.
神对他每一个儿女都能有同样极高的期盼。
God still has the highest expectation on every one of his child.
约瑟是所有人当中最认识雅各儿子们的可怕。
Joseph knew better than anyone else the terrible nature of Jacob's sons.
但是约瑟不愿意这样子。
But he refused to accept the way they were.
他凡事相信，凡事盼望。
He believes in all things and hope all things.
弟兄们不该有不该停在这样的情形里面。
Because his brothers should not stay like this forever.
约瑟在爱中用智慧恢复他们该有的情形。
With wisdom, Joseph restored them in love to their proper state.
我相信这也是约瑟爱他父亲做的最好的一件事。
I believe this was also the finest expression of Joseph's love toward his father.
难怪雅各临终的时候要扶着杖头敬拜神。
No wonder Jacob on his deathbed, when he leaned on the head of his staff to worship God.
雅各经过这一切的事
，and when Jacob
went through all these,
when Jacob had gone through all these things,
雅各他心里早已经冰凉了
，his heart had already grown cold.
谁能想到他能够复兴呢
？Who would have thought that revival would still be possible?
神的爱可以
，God's love makes it possible.
爱使雅各的心活过来
，love revived.Jacob's heart.
爱永不止息。
Love never fails.
英文说爱永远不失败。
Love never fails.
在学习认识神的爱的时候， 最好的秘诀就是做仆人。
The best way to learn about God's love is to be a servant.
做神的仆人，做人的仆人。
To be a servant of God and to be a servant of others.
求神的利益，为人求祝福。
Seek God's interests and seek blessings for others.
主耶稣就是这样。
This is how the Lord Jesus lived.
我们都知道，在主耶稣要被卖的那一个晚上。
On the night when Jesus was betrayed.
那是个四围非常不安静的时候。
That was a very, that was a night, that with a night full of unrest.
那是个非常熬炼人心的晚上。
It was a night that put their hearts to test.
主耶稣的门徒们都在争论谁应该是最大的。
His disciples were arguing who should be the greatest.
这是耶稣和门徒们最后的一个晚上。
And that was the very last night that Jesus was spent on earth with his disciples.
但是每一个人都在为着自己的利益勾心斗角。
And yet each one was scheming for their own gains.
在当时的习俗，进门后，每一个人都要洗脚。
According to the customs of the time, each person upon entering a house, they need to wash their feet.
但是那一天晚上，没有一个人愿意为，一般都是仆人为大家洗脚。
But so usually a servant will wash the guest's feet,
或者要自己洗
or you have to wash your own.
但那天晚上没有一个人愿意为别人洗脚。
And yet that night, no one was willing to wash anyone's feet.
约翰福音十三章记载了一段非常不可思议的事。
But John 13 records something truly remarkable.
耶稣说，耶稣爱世间属自己的人，就爱我们到底。
Jesus loved those of his own in the world to the very end.
耶稣就起身像个仆人一样的洗他们的脚。
And then he rose up like a servant, washed their feet.
这是一个爱到底的爱。
This is a love that loves them to the end.
神爱世间属自己的人，就爱我们到底。
He loves those who are of his own in the world. He loves them to the end.
在时间上没有限制。
There is no limit to time.
永远的爱爱我们。
He loves us with an everlasting love.
在度量上没有限制。
And in capacity, there is no limit either.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Who can separate us from the love of Christ?
是苦难吗？
Is it suffering?
是我们的失败吗？
Is it our failure?
都不能。
No.
神的爱在做奴仆洗脚这个举动中彰显出来。
God's love is manifested through this, his action of washing the disciples' feet.
彼得首先被感动了。
Peter was moved first.
哦，但是主不是要他们只是被感动而已。
But the Lord didn't want them to be just moved.
主耶稣说，你们也要如此行。
The Lord Jesus said, you are to do the same.
做仆人是要如此行的秘诀。
To be a servant is the secret to it.
主耶稣来到世上的时候，他就取了奴仆的形象。
When Jesus came to earth, he took on the form of a servant.
约瑟也是从做奴仆开始。
Joseph started also as a servant.
如果站在仆人的位置上面，
If we stand in the position of a servant,
哥林多前书第十三章就容易很多。
Then 1 Corinthians 13 would be so much easier for us to do.
我和你们说过，我的母亲一生的日子都非常辛苦。
I have mentioned to you all before that my mother worked very hard throughout her life.
她经过的环境总是动荡。
The circumstances that she had gone through were so turbulent.
有人问我说，她会觉得苦吗？
Someone asked me before, did she feel that it was just too hard?
我想不会。
I don't think so.
因为她没有时间想自己。
Because she had no time to think for herself.
我不曾听见她抱怨过。
To think of herself, I never heard her complain before.
在每一个环境中，她总是尽可能的忙着照顾周围的人。
In every circumstance, she was so busy taking care of everyone else.
她负周围的人的责任。
She took upon herself the responsibility of everyone else.
她总是盼望我们能得到最好的。
She was always hoping that everyone would have the best.
你们也要如此行，不是一个劝告而已。
When Jesus said you are to do this, it's not just an encouragement,
而是个命令。
but a commandment.
就在那一个晚上，主耶稣给我们一个新命令。
It was that night that the Lord Jesus gave us a commandment.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
It's a new commandment. He says, I give you a new commandment. Love one another.
我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。
Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another.
主要是让我们看到他怎样爱我们。
The Lord Jesus, have us see how he loved us.
接着他给我们一个命令，你们也要彼此相爱。
Therefore, he gave us a commandment that we also are to love one another.
彼此相爱不是一个容易的事。
Loving one another is no easy task.
我们越深入和人来往，我们就越知道彼此相爱不容易。
The deeper our relationship grows, the more we know that it's harder to love one another.
我们一个小小的家庭，要彼此相爱都不容易。
Even for our own small household, it's hard to love one another.
更何况广大的群众。
Not to mention a greater mass.
但主耶稣却说，我给你们一个新命令，要彼此相爱。
But the Lord Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, love one another.
我们都知道命令是严肃的。
We know that a commandment is something serious.
我们都试着愿意去做。
We all want to try to do it.
那至少我常常失败。
But I know I oftentimes fail.
使徒约翰在约翰一书第四章从另外一个角度说到这个新命令。
In 1 John, Chapter 4, the Apostle John approached this new commandment from a different perspective.
他说从来没有人见过神。
He said, no one has seen God at any time.
我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面。
If we love one another, God abides in us.
爱他的心在我们里面得以完全。
And his love has been perfected in us.
啊，这个英文讲得更好，比较容易明白。
The English version might be a little easier to understand.
他说爱他的心在我们里面得以完全，他说他的爱在我们里面就被完全了。
He said, his love has been perfected in us.
我们需要更多得到神的爱。
Do we want to receive more of God's love?
怎么能呢？
So how is that possible?
约翰说去实行彼此相爱。
He said, practice loving one another.
当我们这样行的时候，神就与我们同在。
When we do it, then God is with us.
神这个爱的源头，爱的本身就与我们同在。
Then God, the very source of love, will be with us.
神的爱在我们里面就得以完全了。
And His love itself is with us, and God's love has been perfected in us.
但是我们怎么去实行彼此相爱呢？
So then, how do we put it into practice?
约翰一书第三章，他说：“遵守神命令的，就住在神里面。”
In 1 John 3:24, it says, "Now he who keeps his commandment abides in him."
神也住在他里面。
And he in him.
所以我们知道，神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us.
我们先不要想我们怎么去爱。
Let's not first think of how to love.
我们遵守他的命令。
Let's learn to keep his commandments.
我刚才说过，今天我们不是要传一个教条。
I just mentioned that I'm not here to preach a doctrine.
也不是用个高的道德标准来要求。
Or to hold everyone to some lofty moral standards.
我今天特别是要对所有跟我跟约瑟一样的人。
Today I would like to just like you and me, like Joseph.
我们在人生中我们有失望，有被伤害过。
That in our life we have gone through disappointments and hurts.
我们都试着不要去想，试着去忘掉。
Let's not try to forget first.
这已经很好了。就我们如果是不去想、不去忘掉，已经很好了。
If we try not to remember, it's already very good.
我相信约瑟也经过这个阶段。
I believe Joseph had gone through the same stage.
他说在苦难中，神使我忘掉父家。
He said, in my suffering, God caused me to forget my father's house.
但是越过这个，我们只能够彼此相爱。
But we have to surpass that in order to love one another.
我们真是不知道。
We really don't know how.
我们觉得里面也不可能。
Inside of us, we feel that it's impossible.
还好我们外面有圣经。
But we're so glad that on the outside, externally, we have the Bible.
告诉我们要彼此相爱。
It tells us that we need to love one another.
我们有愿意的心。
We have a willing heart.
那就是相信。
That means we believe.
我们里面有圣灵。
And then inwardly, internally, we have the Holy Spirit.
圣灵已经来到我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit has already come inside of us.
圣灵是说话的神。
The Holy Spirit is the God who speaks.
圣灵是引导的神。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit that guides.
圣灵说话的时候常常是个微小的声音。
Oftentimes when the Holy Spirit speaks, it's a small voice.
圣灵的感动是常常是一点的感动。
The inspiration of the Holy Spirit oftentimes is a small one.
常常跟我们的本，跟我们原来的性情不一样。
Oftentimes contradicts with our original one.
顺从圣灵的感动，照着去做。
Follow the inspiration, the moving of the Holy Spirit, and do it.
就住在主里面。
Then we abide in the Lord.
住在主里面就是住在爱里面。
When we abide in the Lord, we abide in love.
我们怎么知道我们住在爱里面呢？
How do we know that we abide in love?
我们顺从圣灵。
We follow the Holy Spirit.
加拉太书第五章有非常甜美的话。
Galatians chapter 5 has some very sweet words.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
温柔节制，这样的事没有律法能够禁止。
Against such, there is no law.
哦，他这里讲到顺从圣灵的结果有一个果子。
Here we are told obedience to the Holy Spirit bears only one fruit.
不是一个又接着一个的果子。
It's not one after another.
只有一个果子。
But only one fruit.
这是一个奇妙的果子。
Fruit of the Spirit is a wonderful fruit.
爱、喜乐。
Love, joy, and on and on.
对，这些都是我们非常喜欢的字。
These are the words that we just love to hear.
当我们顺着圣灵的感动来学习彼此相爱。
When we follow the moving, obey the moving of the Holy Spirit to love each other.
从一件小事开始。
Start with a small thing.
就有一个结果。
Then there is a result.
这个结果就是爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐这些好的字。
That is love, joy, peace, and on and on.
你们读这些字的时候你们会不会感觉到这岂不就是哥林多前书十三章吗？
When you read these words, don't you feel that it is just like what it says in 1 Corinthians 13?
爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Love is long suffering and kind.
我们要认识爱。
We need to know love.
更多的住在神的爱里。
And dwell more deeply in God's love.
有许许多多的理由让我们不能够彼此相爱。
There are many reasons why we are reluctant to love one another.
这都是很正常的。
And that's normal.
但是若是我们选择听道理，听我们自己头脑告诉我们的理由。
But if we choose to listen to our own reasoning,
我们不顺从圣灵一个要求。
And not obey one request.From the Holy Spirit.
我们就没有圣灵所结的果子。
Then we will not bear any fruit of the Holy Spirit.
刚才那一大堆好的名词就跟我们没有关系。
Then all those good words, terms that we just read will have nothing to do with us.
我们有充分的理由我们不能够爱。
We have plenty of reasons and excuses to not love.
但是结果是我们只会继续的失望，继续的受伤。
But then the outcome is that we'll continue to be disappointed and continue to be hurt.
继续的痛苦。
And continue to suffer.
神是爱，神已经来到我们的生命中。
God is love and he has already entered and come into our lives.
我们住在这个爱里面。
We abide in this love.
当我们学习彼此相爱的时候。
When we learn to love each other.
奇妙的是神的爱在我们里面得以完全。
The wonderful things happen in us, that is God's love has been perfected in us.
我们是 不完美的人。
We are imperfect individuals.
我们住在罪人当中。
We live among sinners.
别人会伤害我们。
Others will hurt us.
我们也会伤害别人。
And we will do the same. We will hurt them.
人生总有痛苦。
In our lifetime, there is always suffering and pain.
但是我们已经认识神。
But we already know God.
神已经来到我们生命里面。
He has already come into our lives.
我们跟世人不再一样。
We're no longer the same as people of the world.
我们的人生可以不一样。
Our lives can be different.
神在我们里面不是软弱的。
Because God in us is not weak.
有一份爱从天而来。
There is love born from above.
已经来到你跟我的心里面。
This love has already come into my heart.
这是一个奇妙的爱。
This is a wondrous love.
哦，圣灵要求你做一件小事。
When the Holy Spirit moves you to do one small thing.
说一句简单的话。
Or say one simple thing.
接受一个简单的责任。
Accept a simple responsibility.
带来圣灵所结的果子。
It will bring about a fruit of the Spirit.
哦，这是个永远不失败的爱。
This is a love that never fails.
你跟我怎么对待这个爱
？How do you and I face this love?
我们要像个小小的吸管一样吗
？Do we want to be just like a small straw?
或者像我们刚才所唱的诗歌，敞开我们的心，敞开我们的生命，来 go。
Or like the song we just sang, open our heart, open our life.
我们投身在这个爱里面。
And we cast ourselves into this great love.
我们相信神是爱。
We believe, we trust that God is love.
我们要用一生的年日来认识这个爱。
And we spend our whole lifetime to come to know this love.
那我们一生早早饱享他的慈爱
，so that we can enjoy the abundance of this love sooner than later.
让我们一生成为一个管道
，so that our life can become a channel.
大大的管道
，become a big channel.
把爱带下来
，and bring love down from above.
让周围让周围的人因我们得祝福
，so that people around us can be blessed.
谁说我们不可能成为约瑟呢
？Who says that we cannot be Joseph？
那我们一起再来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn again.
听完这篇信息，让我们再来唱这首诗歌《活出爱》。
After hearing this message, let us sing this hymn together again.
我们的祷告是主啊。当我们在唱的时候，哪怕有一句话，至少有一句话来摸到我们的心。
After as we sing, we pray, Lord, may it be just one word, one sentence that we heard from the message that touch our heart.
或许这就是今天主向我们的呼召。
And it is the Lord's calling to us today.
大家请起立，我们一同来唱。
Let's all rise and sing this hymn together.
Because you, when we receive, we give again. 是的，主，你的爱再来充满我们。
Yes, Lord, may your love fill our hearts.
因为你就是爱。
Because you are love.
是你先爱了我们。
For you have loved us first.
让我们能够住在你的里面。
So that we can abide in your love.
让我们住在这爱的源头里面，让我们心中有了爱。
And that we can abide in this source of love, so that we can love.
主，我们不愿意成为这哦扣留你的爱。
We don't want to waste your love.
我们要将你的爱活出来。
We want to live out your love.
愿主耶稣，你常常哦用圣灵来感动我们。
Oh Jesus, may your Holy Spirit move us often.
让我们能够看到周围人的需要。
So that we can see the needs of those around us.
让我们知道我们要更多的放弃哦放下我们的自己。
So that we know we need to lay down ourselves.
当我们这样愿意顺从你的时候，我们知道主，你就你的爱从我们心中能够流出来。
When we're willing to lay down ourselves, then your love can be lived out through us.
主，这是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer.
我们相信这也是主你要做在我们身上的工作。
And we believe this is the work that you are to do in us.
求主耶稣，你亲自来祝福你听今天的话语。
May you bless your own words this morning.
让我们真的一起活出你的爱。
That together we live out your love.
这样的祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
弟兄姐妹请坐。